Now let's dive into the next step, which is really the heart of getting what you want, because you're asking for what you want and you're not accepting no when you hear it. So let's start off with that. Let's talk about the word no and the resistance that we feel internally when we want something. It could just be a thought. It doesn't necessarily mean you vocalized it to anyone or even to yourself. It's something that, you know, you just have this thought, well, gee, I really wish I could get to this level, or I really wish, you know, this would happen for me, whatever that might be, business, personal, it doesn't matter. We set ourselves up for failure automatically by assuming that things are not attainable, that if we try it, we're going to fail, that if we have tried it and it didn't work out, that we have failed. And that's the key mindset change that you need to make in your life, in all areas. The word no is not the word no. And that's essentially what I teach in everything with the mentoring that I do. Learning to accept when you hit a wall or reach a roadblock or hear or feel the word no, that is actually not a setback. It's not a failure. It's a reroute. And learning how to get into the habit of going around the obstacle, going around the person, going around whatever's standing in your way. So let's use some examples here. Let's say that you are looking to move up in your company and you want a promotion, or you want to ask for something such as flex time, whatever that might be, and you're in an office in your company. What are some things that you're going to do when you don't hear what you expected to want to hear? Well, there's lots of things you can do. You can go in another time, right? Maybe it wasn't the right time for the person. Or if it was a phone call that you made and you didn't get the answer you expected, you can call them back another time or check in with them another time. I always tell people, don't forget to say the words check in. You could also ask the same thing at another time, only in a different way, right? Just pitching it and posing it in a completely different way than you initially did. You can also go around the person. If that person is definitely not going to be helping you out, and you know you're getting nowhere, you know that feeling, right? You instinctually know if this person is never, ever going to support you, then go around them, find someone else. Or you can wave a different carrot, something that you really know would make it a win-win for them, right? A win-win for them. Now, those words are really key. The reason they're key is that anything that you're doing to push yourself ahead in any area, you're reaching out, right? You're reaching out to someone or something to get there. None of us are a one-man island. So you're always going to need support no matter what you try to do in your life, right? Whether you start hooking up with people that share the same interests and you're in a support network, or you're dealing with one person and it's one-on-one. Whatever that, you know, support pool might be for you, you're not on your own. And when I say the words win-win, that essentially means that you're putting that into play everywhere you go and making it a mutually advantageous relationship for you and the other person, so that you can build alliances with people along the way. And sometimes these alliances are first created in the very beginning, when you're just kind of getting to know each other, or you're just kind of feeling out the territory, and you start doing things for them in the hope that they'll do something for you. That doesn't mean you call in your chips right away. You might slowly be establishing a trust relationship with someone, but that doesn't mean you expect something right away. What you're doing is slowly inserting yourself in there to show them your value, to show them that you have something to offer. And when the time comes, when it's your day, when it's your time, you can call in your chips and expect them to do the same. And it's usually an understood agreement. If it's not, it at least definitely paves the way for you to go back in there and say, hey, you know, what do you think about, you know, helping me out with this? Or, you know, I could really use your help with this. You won't feel awkward, right? As women, we often don't turn to other people for help because we don't want to put them out. We don't want them to make them feel a burden. But if we know that if you know you've been helping someone in your own way, even if it's on a small scale, over a, you know, a period of months, weeks, year, whatever that might be, you shouldn't feel awkward or a burden when later on down the road, you're asking for something in return. And it doesn't even have to be of equal weighting. It could be even less than what you've been doing. But it's something that you're slowly building towards. And that is what people do in order to succeed. It's making it, it's almost like a political alliance in a way. But it's not opportunistic. It's strictly based on making deals, small or large, you know, every day in every encounter that you feel could be beneficial to you in the future. And these alliances are basically going to propel you to your goals and what you're after. And that's what's so key about them. Now, how do you ensure that you're always going to make it a win-win for the other person or persons? Well, you need to do a little bit of homework. If it's something where you're going in, it's an official meeting or situation where you're going in and you're just straightforward asking for something, then the approach is a little bit different. In that approach, you would probably want to prepare really well in what I like to call injecting a little Shakespearean drama. And what I mean by that is that you really need to know the person, not intimately, but you really need to know what their hot buttons are, what their challenges are, what would really lure them and really get them out of their shell to pay attention to what you're saying, versus making it all about me, right? It's not all about you. You really have to put yourself, right? I love this expression, put yourself in the shoes of the other person. And that's what In Our Shoes as this leadership platform is really all about, because that's just good relationship building. It applies in any relationship, even in your personal relationships, your friendships, your partnerships, everything. It's really understanding and putting yourself in the shoes of the other person so that you're addressing their needs first before you start talking about what you want. And that's how you lead into cutting a deal and making something work so that it's a win-win, because you've done your homework. You've taken on their part almost as a Shakespearean role, right? Some people even, you know, role play at home with, you know, with their friends just to make sure that it goes right. I know I've certainly done that in the mirror whenever I was preparing for something really, really big. Now, this could be used whether it's a really important thing to you, like it's an official meeting and something really, really that could really be a turning point in your life, or it could be used on a very small scale where you're just looking to get something done, and it would be so fabulous if it actually worked out and you got in and it went your way. When you put yourself in the shoes of the other person, it shows so much respect for them. It shows that you really appreciate them. You may not agree with them, right? I'm not saying you have to agree with them, but it really shows that you've considered their position and where they're standing, and you've really thought it through, and you've seen the big picture from their eyes, not from yours, because everybody's perspective is very different, right, on the same situation. And it could really, really leverage you in the future. And if you know what, if it turns out where you walk away and you don't get exactly what you want out of that quote unquote deal, I guarantee you that they will still have a lot of respect for you because you took the time to really figure them out. And that's, I guess that's the key phrase here, taking the time to figure the other person out, so that you can, you know, make it a win-win for both of you and show that you really, really respect them as well and want to do what's right for both of you. And that really goes a long way. Now let's talk about packages. And I don't mean formal packages like you get in the mail. I mean packaging what you're asking for. As an example, you may go in and ask, you know, if this is a career question or goal of yours. Maybe you want more vacation or you want more training. You can go in asking for that one thing, but you may not get it. So being realistic, you want to have a plan B always in your hip pocket. And your plan B is not necessarily settling for something less than what you want, but your plan B could be compromising and weaving in what you initially want with something else, slightly watering it down. So it's not like the 100% that you wanted, but it's still in there and it still gets you some wiggle room and gives you some advantage. And helping support your life, your career, your personal time, whatever that might be. So as an example, let's say you just want more training. You might ask for, you know, specific special boot camp training that's really going to get you to the next level, and it costs $5,000. And you may not get that. It's a little bit over the budget. You should have asked for it before. The timing is bad, whatever that might be. So you don't get it. What you have in your hip pocket, right? And it's so important to always have something in your hip pocket. That's just my expression for saying having a plan B. In your plan B, you just have to know what you want to compromise on. So if you don't get the full training, the full $5,000 worth of golden mastery training, you might settle and ask for, okay, maybe I'll job shadow someone who's really expert at this for a week, if you're given the green light on that. And maybe you'll settle for 2 or 3 days of, you know, the training that cost out of pocket. So this is just an example, but, and it's also very indicative of what I was saying earlier about not accepting no, because it's all about how you approach the obstacle that you feel you perceive is standing in your way. And that's really the key thing that I just want you to walk away with. There's nothing standing in your way. And that's all part of leadership. That's what I had spoken about earlier. When I talked about having a sense of control and knowing that you really can accomplish anything in your life if you just dilute it to what it is exactly that you recognize is holding you back. Sometimes it's fear holding us back, and sometimes it's just giving up, not believing enough, not feeling you could really move the wall. And what I'm talking, all these techniques I'm talking about here, is moving the wall, but not necessarily doing it in a aggressive way. Right? As women, we don't have to be aggressive to get the things that we want. We can still be assertive and feel like we're in control by really thinking things through and having these little things in our hip pocket, having these little techniques to make it a win-win for the other person. And in the end, it has to make you feel good. You know, even if you got what you wanted all the time, if you knew that it really wasn't supporting another person or another party, would it still feel as good? Would you still feel like you've won? I mean, that's what relationships are really all about. This comes from a very authentic place. This isn't about you and getting what you want. It is about getting what you want and what you need, but it's doing it in a spirit of reciprocity, right? And authenticity and being natural and really wanting the best for the good of all and not just yourself. So it's coming from a good place and it really doesn't ever steer you wrong. And just having patience as well, especially if the first or second time doesn't get you what you need. It's just that patience and faith that it's in the cards. You have to believe it. You have to set that goal for yourself and you have to just go in and be completely open to whatever happens, just using some of these steps. And they do always pan out. Negotiation, asking for what you want and getting what you want. Maybe not necessarily the way you thought you would, but ending up with, and putting yourself in a place that, taking little baby steps sometimes, inching your way towards the bigger goal.